This week, there were more recalls of toys and toothpaste from China. These are on top of recalls of Chinese-made pet food and tires and Chinese-raised fish. All of this got us wondering, is China becoming less attractive to American businesses? Is it becoming too costly or too risky to get materials or products from there? We asked NPR's Adam Davidson to find out.
Imagine you're the CEO of a company facing a major recall because one of your products is dangerous. It's not much fun, says Kathy DeVoe, CEO of Gilchrist and Soames, which this week recalled its line of toothpaste sold to hotels.
It hasn't been one of the better weeks, put it that way.
DeVoe was shocked to learn her toothpaste contains a harmful chemical. She's been buying the raw materials from Chinese companies she trusts, and they burned her. So it would be easy to imagine Gilchrist and Soames looking to another country for its products. DeVoe says.
I don't think it means we will buy less from China.
If a person gets food poisoning at a restaurant, they usually stop eating there. So what does a company do when it gets defective, even dangerous products from a country? Well, it does what business always does, calculates the cost in dollars and cents. Kathy DeVoe of Gilchrist and Soames.
Any product that comes from China, we put on what we call a cost of doing business. And I'm not going to get into what percent, but I can tell you it's quite high.
There's the manufacturing cost, of course, the cost of transportation. But most companies have to calculate all sorts of other possible expenses, says Kevin O'Mara of AMR Research.
If there's a typhoon, if there's an earthquake, if there's a lawsuit, if there's a recall, you know, how likely is it that one of these things is going to converge upon me and blow me up?
These risk-related estimates are very helpful when companies are deciding whether to import their products from China or India or Germany or just have them made in the USA. Let's say wholesale toothpaste is 50 cents a pound in China and $1 a pound if it's made in the US. China's a lot cheaper. But then you compute that risk premium. If the risk of all those bad things happening only adds 10 cents to the Chinese-made good, then China's still a bargain. But if the risk premium is much higher, then China stops looking so great. Kevin O'Mara.
Frankly, this cycle of recalls may have tipped it over the top, where sourcing from China is no longer the brilliant low-cost move despite the labor cost differential, because these other premium costs you're talking about, I think for a lot of different classes of products and suppliers, that point has been broken.
The actual number of products recalled this year represents a minuscule fraction of overall U.S. imports from China. Even the three major recalls of Chinese-made toys only covered well under 0.01% of all toy imports from China. So the recall costs are not the problem. It's the cost of doing a lot more testing and, says AMR's O'Mara, the cost of losing customers who are starting to fear that made-in-China logo.
We already have clients all over the place trying to figure out how to source from other places. Eastern Europe, you know, South America, the Caribbean, Africa.
O'Mara cautions that this all takes a long time. Big global supply chains are built carefully over many years, so very few companies can abruptly shift production away from China. But, paradoxically, O'Mara says that very shift could be the best thing for China.
There will always be production in China, and what will happen is not that it will be cheap junk from China. It will end up being good stuff from China. It will cease to be cheap.
If China does things right, O'Mara says, they'll learn there's a lot more profit in quality and reliability. Adam Davidson, NPR News.